Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, I wanted to take a look at something else entirely, and it's Pierce, how you doing? Are you all right?
All right, Dave, yes, good, thanks.
Good man yourself. We're talking Pierce Turner here from New York City. Pierce, what's New York City like as we speak?
Oh, pretty strange, Dave. I think it's the strangest I've ever experienced it being, and as long as I've been living here. It's just deadly quiet. Very, very quiet. People are walking very sheepishly, 6 feet apart along the pavements. Ironically, being very silent, you know, because, you know, New Yorkers shout a lot. They make a lot of noise on the street. And now there's no shouting. It's almost like they think that that noise attracts the virus. It's very strange. I've never seen it like this. Ever.
And
very
you,
unusual.
Like you from Wexford, have been there, what, 30 years now at this stage?
Yeah, over 30 years now, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I'm from Wexford Town.
Okay, and have a lot of people left New York City?
Yes, that's the other thing. It's very, I look at my back building now, and so there's no lights in the buildings behind me at nighttime. And they would all be lighting normally. And New York, we have New York University right here. New York University has got a huge, huge attendance. So, I think the staff is even 50,000 people or something at the NYU. They're all gone. They're all very wealthy kids, and they got out of here pretty fast. The city feels very different. People have left. Definitely, they've run.
Okay, tell me about the Empire State Building. What's it doing at the moment as we speak?
Well, right now, because it's daylight, it's doing nothing. But at nighttime, it's lit up in red. That's very deep blood red, and it pulses. And when I looked at it first, I thought, my God, it's like an alarm. I wasn't sure what it meant, because they light that thing to suit different occasions. On St. Patrick's Day, they make it green, they do something for Valentine's Day. But this was ominous, this pulsing, rich red, blood red thing. And then I found out what it is really thanking first responders for sending out, a heartbeat of gratitude, basically, with it. But it looks extra, especially at nighttime when there's a fog around it. It's very, very odd.
Okay, so at nighttime, a fog around it, there's a pulsing heart of gratitude to the first responders, as you say, on the Empire State Building, the true heroes of the day. And the weather as well, it's a bit kind of, like, I mean, what time? It's about 8:45 in the morning, your time, 8:40 in the morning, Sunday morning. Like, is it raining there?
Well, no, actually, this is a nice day. It's just, thanks be to God. I was like, it really has been unfortunate. The weather has been just like Blade Runner weather, you know, overcast, dark, gray. It's been very unlucky that the weather would be like that, because it's not normal. I mean, usually the weather is moderate around here. So, but today is kind of a sunny day, and that does help. But it's a funny thing how you look out there, and even when it's sunny, there's something odd about the sun, because the place is so quiet. I live on First Avenue. I'm looking out at First Avenue right now, and there's not a car on it. No, there's not a car. Now, that would be chock-a-block. In fact, the noise from First Avenue is a bit of a problem when you live here. You know, it's so noisy. A lot of ambulances, because I live right next to the hospitals. A lot of ambulances. I mean, you can't watch a movie without literally stopping the movie sometimes because there's so many ambulances flying by here. But before this, when it was first announced, really, that when President Trump first seemed to sort of take it seriously, you could feel the effect in the city and the whole thing changed. Suddenly, there was no traffic, and there were no ambulances yelping up along the avenue here. It was just nothing. And then there was about 3 days of that, it seemed like, quiet thing. And then suddenly it was just nothing but ambulances going up and down the avenue. It's like just, and they haven't stopped since.
And since President Trump finally took it seriously, do you find, are you listening to the news or watching the news in terms of de Blasio here, Cuomo there, governors here, giving out to Trump there, stealing or not stealing the valuable supplies of being accused and all the sort of madness that's going on without actually getting out there and helping people? Do you think like the New York people like Cuomo know what they're doing and have kind of pushed Trump aside?
I think so. I mean, that's what the, you know, Trump has been a joke in New York from day one. Before he was ever the president, he's just a joke in New York because he never paid anybody their bills. He never paid, you know, he was a TV star, you know, that was it. They could see right through him, you know, so they had never, ever believed in him. But that's a problem too, because if he finds out you don't like him, he spites you and he will do damage to you. You know?
Absolutely. So, just 3 days ago, he got rid of Michael Atkinson, the U.S. Inspector General guy, and another one to get rid of. And he put his son-in-law in for a second coronavirus kind of committee under Mike Pence. It's just the madness that's going on. So people in their own states have to look after their own selves by the looks of it. So let's just take a look about this. Would you think... You sound slightly overwhelmed by it all. Your Blade Runner analogy is right up there. So you've been 30 years in New York. Would you think of getting out soon for a while?
Yeah, I think I have to. I'm planning to get out of here. I have to. I had no intentions of getting out of here. I had a bunch of gigs booked. They're all gone. I have a very doomsday feeling about this because it's only hitting some of the bigger states now, or some of the other states, I should say, now. Some states have had no problems, right? And so they play along with the whole Trump idea that it's all a New York thing, it's all been made up, it's all a hoax made up by CNN or whatever the hell it is. There's a lot of people are swallowing that still. You know, let's say half the country are swallowing that story. And now they're seeing people dying around them. And, you know, that doesn't, you know, that defeats all propaganda. It just, you know, that just, you know, someone dies belong to you. Yeah, well, it's not a hoax anymore.
Back to politics for a second, when you mentioned President Trump and, like, you know, the fact that people were, let's put somebody in there who knows nothing about politics. Well, that's sort of worked out pretty strangely. But anyway, the point about it is that if they had put somebody in there who knew about politics, whether you like Hillary Clinton or not, how do you think she would have dealt with that? And you would have known about her from being, you know, in charge of New York for so long.
Oh, for God's sake. It would be like a well-oiled machine, for God's sake. It's like, that's what you have to remember when you're voting for someone to run your country. You can't let your little whims take part, you're a bit bored, you know. Let me amuse myself by putting in this buffoon. He'll be different, you know. You know, Obama's so boring with his facts and just keeping the place running well. I mean, come on, he's boring. You know, so let's get this guy in. So, you know, no, yes, I would say... I would take a dog. Anybody would be better than this bloke. You know, it's just
in the air. Yeah, right, maybe so. By the way, we are talking to Pierce Turner. By the way, Pierce is doing a Facebook Live gig. I'll talk to you about that in a second. You can get virtual tickets if they want. He's doing it in order to do something, or to be doing something. Have to concentrate on something. It's Facebook details, etc. I'll get in a minute or two. But let's just stay with this, Pierce, for a second or two. Because you say you live wherever... Are you East Village direction? Is that Alphabet City kind of direction?
Yes, I'm on 1st Avenue, which is the top of Alphabet City. Like to my to east of me is Avenue A, and then it goes down to the river. So I'm in the East Village on 1st Avenue.
And you were there. You were there for 9/11. Do you think, like, is there a worry, like, at least you could, I don't know, see and fight the enemy? Then is it that? Do I go back to Blade Runner here of what the hell is going on? There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, I mean, this is... first of all, I was actually fortunate enough to be visiting Ireland during actual 9/11.
All right.
Then I came back here right after it, not too long after, 2 weeks after it, and you could still see it everywhere. You could feel it everywhere. The World Trade Center was still smoke coming out of it down there. And, you know... FEMA gave us all new air conditioners and new vacuum cleaners because obviously where I'm living here must have been, you know, affected by it too. But you could feel it in the air. And it passed kind of quickly. Once it happened, it was over, you know. We have no idea when this is going to end. And it's not a good feeling because it gets worse every day. And we don't know when it's going to end. I mean, I can see this going through the whole summer. If this goes through the whole summer, what's going to happen to the economy? We've already had nearly 7 million unemployed this week. I mean, that's going to quadruple that number. I mean, this is already way above the Great Depression, the amount of unemployment. As far as I can see, I think they said on the news this morning, it's the fourth worst unemployment we've ever seen. It's four times worse than the worst one we've ever had.
Okay, well then, Pierce, what about you yourself? Do you find it difficult to hunker down? Are you able to do it?
I'm actually in a kind of a sort of like, I'm like a zombie. I'm a little bit like, you know, there's nothing much I can do. I'm starting to get, people are starting to kick up, you know, like now at nighttime at 7 o'clock, everybody opens the windows and just screams and applauds and shouts and clap their hands. And at first I noticed it a couple of nights and I know what it was. I was thinking, you just think it's noise of New York. Then you think, wait a minute, New York's not noisy like this anymore. So I opened the window last night at 7 o'clock and everybody was standing up in the buildings and shouting out through the windows and applauding. And it was the strangest thing. It was like, because it sounded like, you know, tens of thousands of people applauding to the sky all over the place, just for nothing, kind of, just applauding themselves. And then I took part in it, and I thought, you know, it's too bad we can't sing a song or something together.
Well, then, let's finally get to that, then. What are you doing, Pierce, next Saturday in terms of what people can do and where they can go to find out?
Well, I'm doing a live concert from my apartment on Facebook Live. It'll be in Ireland, it'll be 9 o'clock at night, and in New York, it'll be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm going to do an hour and a half performance. This is the third one. I'm calling the Corona Concert Series. It's the only thing I can do now as a musician. That's it. It's been a great success. I've had like 6,000 views of people looking at it on both occasions, which is for me a large audience, you know. And it seems to be taking off as people are starting to look forward to it. I do my utmost to just take people's minds off the whole thing. I don't talk about it at all, really, when I'm doing the show. I do a show, you know.
Okay, so where do they go on Facebook? Just look for Pierce Turner and Bob's Your Uncle. They'll find out about buying virtual tickets.
Yeah, they can buy virtual tickets, you know, and again, it's voluntary. If they want to watch it for free, and lots of people do watch it for free, they do. But there are some very generous people, and I have these virtual tickets that they can buy. And what that means is they help me to make a living, you know, because I can't make a living right now, you know.
Okay, and they're watching all over. Yeah, like they have been watching from South America to all over Ireland and all the rest of it as well, isn't that it? So let's tell you what, I know.
Yeah, Australia, even right. Australia. Because they have to get up in the middle of the night to watch it.
So nobody knows what the middle of the night or the middle of the day is anymore. Okay, well, listen, I'll tell you what, I know you have the album at the moment, which I played a track of a few months ago there, in terms of all the stuff that, like, the Irish music, but kind of funked up or whatever, reggaed up, I should say. But I want to go back to a song you did some time back, Yogi with a Broken Heart. Just tell me, who's on this or what is this about?
Well, Philip Glass and I recorded this song, Yogi with a Broken Heart. Philip Glass is one of those composers that you've either heard of and you think, my God, Philip Glass, or you haven't heard of it at all and you're thinking, Philip who? But Philip is actually the biggest selling classical, you know, composer, contemporary classical composer. Philip and I did this together. I mean, the song Yogi with a Broken Heart is really one of those things, like a verbal sketch. I was in a swimming pool out in Brooklyn once, and a friend of mine was standing on his head at the end of the pool, swimming with someone else, and I said, "My God, that guy looks so good. He's in such good condition. How do you stand? I mean, I do yoga, but standing your head on tiles at the end of a pool seems to me."
All right. Well, look, I'm going to play the song. Pierce, thanks a million for talking to us. Stay safe over there and enjoy the gig on Saturday night. Saturday night, Irish time, that is, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, New York time. Here is the track. Listen, thanks a million for talking to us, Pierce. Good man yourself. Take it easy.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.